It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea with you, and you're about to enjoy Tucker's Tate on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Don't forget, Penn State fans, this weekend, in celebration of the home opener against Appalachian State, GoPSURV.com is having an open house. Come visit, take a tour of the RVs, enjoy samples of 409 barbecue, tailgate wine, Labatt beer, Shotzi's brats, and enter to win an RV free for the Maryland game. No purchase is necessary. That's 6 to 8 Friday night, 9 to noon on Saturday. GoPSURV is located just off Benner Pike, Route 150 at 125 Rock Rimmon Road in Bellefonte.
By the way, I had six of those brats within the last 7 to 10 days.
I thought you were going to say in one day.
I swear.
Oh, no. You know what? I take that back. They're so big. I think I had three that were cut in half. So it was like six bites. Very, very good. Very good. And I talked to our guy, Mark, from GoPSURV.com.
Uh-huh.
I am all set for Wisconsin week.
Got
my RV picked out. Yes.
Nice.
I am ready to rock and roll. So go to every game. Get an RV every game. But make sure you get an RV from GoPSURV for the Wisconsin game. I don't know if it's Friday night or Saturday night or both. But I will be there full throttle, because I don't get to tailgate very much.
Nice.
So get your minds right.
It's only a little over, get your bodies right.
It's only a little over 2 months away.
So, all right, Tucker's Tape's coming up. By the way, since we last met, I had three of the brats as well. The full brat.
Nice.
I didn't cut them in half, by the way. Just saying. So we're going to do what we're looking for from Penn State. What are you looking for? That's going to be our Tucker's Tape segment this weekend. We're about to start the 2018 season. It's football time. Do you want me to go first to do my lame one first? And then you guys can go in, because it's sort of, I feel sort of like bold prediction. I'm figuring out what I'm looking for.
Well, so the concern there, though, is that what you're looking for is so bad that it hijacks the whole segment, because that's all we talk about.
I'm out.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe you should go last.
I'll go last.
Maybe Bob and I should go first and then you go last. So we at least make some salient points for our awesome audience before.
It's the greater good, Andy.
By the way,
that's what he's talking about, the greater good.
Did I tell you guys last week how people are all in my comments on my stories at The Athletic that they listen to Keystone Sports Network?
Right.
And people that subscribe to The Athletic are like smart people. Like
smart sports fans.
Yes. So we have smart people that evidently listen to us.
I don't subscribe to The Atlantic.
It's The Athletic.
I mean, The Athletic. There you go.
Or The Atlantic.
Yes. He already did it.
We're not even three minutes in.
You still got it, Andy.
Go ahead, boys.
We still can hijack the whole segment without even making your point yet.
What are you looking for?
All right. So I'm looking for a bunch of things. And maybe this is just my background. I want to see a really dominant offensive line. It's been a while since they had a really dominant offensive line. And if you think of some of the better teams I can remember, look, the 94 team, that offensive line was one of the best ever in college football history.
Right.
You think about when they went to the Rose Bowl with A.Q. Shipley and Richie Ornberger.
02, 03 around then?
No, yeah. It was later than that.
No, they went to the Rose Bowl in 08.
Gerald
Cadogan.
Yeah. A.Q. Shipley's still in the NFL, by the way. Unbelievable. He's 6 feet tall. It's crazy. I love it. I remember seeing him at the first game.
He also started as a defensive lineman at Penn State.
Yeah, but he's a little more athletic than your guy Dowry. But I remember in 09 starting him.
Don't you give him to me. I'll give him right back.
Dowry's like moved on with his life. Maybe he's married, has a kid, and like we're just crushing
him. He's going to be managing a hedge fund and just killing us in 10 years.
We're not going to get a lot of listeners from the Dowry family. But anyway, I want a dominant offensive line, okay? That means in my mind that they are demolishing opponents like Appalachian State. And in the Big Ten, they are controlling the action. And usually when that happens, several of them get drafted. Now, I'm not saying that they all have to be first-round picks like Andre Johnson, Jeff Hardings. When did Rivera go? He wasn't a first-round pick.
Marco Rivera, he was, but he was on that line.
Yeah, he might have had the best NFL career out of all of them.
Guard, right?
But he didn't get drafted till a little bit later. I want to see that, right? And I think that they have the potential to do that. I think McGovern is a draft pick. I think Ryan Bates is a draft pick. I think Will Fries might be a draft pick. Let's see about Gonzalez and let's see about Mennett this year. Mennett certainly, both of them actually have like the physical characteristics that you're looking for at their positions, especially Mennett. But that's what I want to see. It's been a while. Look, I had to watch 2 years of god-awful offensive line play. I think maybe we should tilt it back. This is Penn State University. Okay, they represent the state of Pennsylvania that usually produces a lot of good offensive linemen. Like, they should have a good offensive line. Please. Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm staying out, Bob.
Ashe, that's why he went first and you didn't.
Correct.
Right there.
That's it. Love it.
Yeah. So, for me, you know, the guy that from spring through summer that really was the bona fide buzz player, now looking back, it was KJ Hamler. I mean, because they talked about him right away in spring, and there is nothing but love for that. If you look at him on the depth chart, not only is he a guy that's projected with the first-team offense, first-team kickoff returner, I think he's going to back up DeAndre Tompkins as the punt returner. I want to see Ricky Ronnie find ways to get him the ball on offense. That's one thing I'm looking for, not only this week, but moving forward. And the other thing I'm looking for, and it might seem like a small thing, is I'm just going to be watching John Reed and see how well he moves and how confidently he moves, because he really was a good player before that knee injury.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Studio, and this Tucker's Tape segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want an RV for a Penn State game, check them out. And Ross Tucker will be up there for the Wisconsin game. I'm going to continually bring that up. So get your mind and body right and be ready for that. I'm going to piggyback off you and give you a little one. I really am looking forward, and what I want to watch is what I want to see is Miles Sanders. The offensive line is going to be key to him, but I thought he was a good running back. I still think he is a good running back. I think he's got some things that I think Penn State can use to open up some stuff for Trace McSorley.
Yeah.
But I really am I'm very curious and excited to watch Miles Sanders, and if you're we're Pennsylvania, you need to have a good offensive line.
Well, my bold prediction last week, Andy, was that Miles Sanders will have more rushing yards than Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
I'm excited to see him get the ball in rhythm, not go into the game, know he's going to get two carries and then pulled out of the game. And I just want to see the durability from him. He looks definitely much more like a Big Ten back. But I just want to see after three or four games, after, you know, four straight weeks of 15 to 18 carries, maybe a couple pass receptions, like what he looks like. Does he have his legs, you know, for the Ohio State game? Those are the only two things I want to see from Miles.
I also want to see how they use Tommy Stevens. I mean, I know we've talked about it a lot this offseason, but I just wonder if those plans have been hampered. I mean, haven't we seen him with a boot on in two different times this offseason? That's not good. Do we know if it was the boot on the same foot?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah,
it
that's
was.
Bad. No, I'm serious. Yeah, that's real bad. Like, that's bad. Because then he's either got something recurring, or whatever happened the first time is causing something else to happen. That's not good. And I got to think, they don't really want to mess with that guy in case McSorley gets hurt and they need Stevens to be the quarterback. I don't think we're going to see him play as much as we thought we would in these other looks. I mean, Bob, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that they'll be more careful with him now that he evidently has some type of lower leg issue.
I think you play him in the games you need him the most now until you're just – you think he's 100%.
He's healthy.
He's going to have to look the part. He's going to have to practice – you know, 2 or 3 weeks in a row. But I think Ross is right to his point. You just don't know. You can't afford, if it comes up again and he misses a month, then everything kind of goes out the window. It's unfortunate because he can help the team, but it looks like we're going to get a real long look at these tight ends now.
Yeah, all four of them, maybe. Hey, on the other side, before we go over the other side of the ball, can we expect this offense to be what it's been the better part of the last two seasons? Can only stop itself. If Penn State gets beat, it's not because they didn't put enough points on the board. Can we expect this to continue the trend in, under new offensive coordinator Ricky Ronnie of 35 yeah. points a game? That sort of was the expectation of like second half of 16 yeah. and all of 17 was, well, they're going to get theirs.
Not right away, I would say, because even when Moorhead was here, it took them a month to get it going, really. That first month, that the month of September was a little bit dicey in 2016.
Oh, it definitely was.
New OC, no Barkley, no Hamilton, the trusted slot guy. I think the pieces are all there, but I think it's going to be experience. The offensive line will help, but I think it's going to take a couple weeks before you really know or the, about the potential of this offense.
Yeah, I think also I'm curious on the flip side to watch the DN group and really I'd say the defensive line. But what have we talked about the last couple years? Quite frankly, the difference, the biggest difference between Penn State and the college football playoff teams is their defensive line.
Right.
I mean, the college football playoff teams, Alabama has a first-round D lineman every year. Ohio State has two this year and had a bunch of guys drafted last year.
Clemson has three.
All four of them yeah. will go in the first two rounds. I think they need Bob's bold prediction with Sharif Miller. Sharif Miller, Yitor. Jim just showed me it's Yitor. Let's figure that out for next week. Yitor. Yeah, so maybe you were right, Andy. Let's write that down. It happened once.
This is a Tyrod Taylor situation.
Yeah, who's now saying Tyrod, by the way. So I want to see them get after people. You know, they have not had – I mean, the truth is they've been good enough pretty much everywhere except up front both sides of the ball to get it done, and that showed against Ohio State.
2015, they had three guys get drafted. That was probably their last defensive line that was possibly in the conversation to be one of the better defensive lines
right.
in the country and in the Big Ten, but it kind of got worn out because they had no depth behind them. But that was a good defensive line. They need a defensive line like that with quality backups.
I'm looking at the D tackles. I see seven names on their depth chart. I kind of know who the starters are, but they need one or two guys to separate themselves to become a hammer, and that's part of the middle of the field that they're working to replace.
Last thing I'm looking at, true freshmen. It sounds like they got a bunch of guys that are going to play this year and might be the real deal. That's also what the college football playoff teams have. They have some true freshmen dudes that play right away.
17 of them on the three deep, true freshmen. All right, that'll do it for Tucker's Tape. Coming up, your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff. From KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer, hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light-loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority and its recycling partners thank you, football fans, for your increased participation in game day recycling efforts. Remember, recyclables go in the blue bags or in the blue containers. That's plastic bottles, glass bottles, and metal cans. Everything else goes in the clear trash bags. Securely tie the bags and leave them where you parked. And remember, don't leave your grills, chairs, and other bulk items behind. Nittany Nation, let's be Penn State proud and keep our grounds looking great.